I'm here today with Amy Kimberly, Executive Director of Carbondale Arts. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we are quickly approaching the 49th annual Mountain Fair coming up this weekend. And of course, given everything that's going on, obviously it's easier maybe to not do a fair or to not have events and just kind of, you know, throw your hands up. But Mountain Fair continues nonetheless. So I wanted to talk to you about that and why you felt it was important to move forward with Mountain Fair this year, even with all the changes that we're going to be discussing.
Yeah, thanks for asking that, because it's not been an easy road. You know, there's been many up and downs along the way. Should we try? Should we not? But ultimately, I always look at the fair is really about who we are as a community and how we can put our differences aside and really come together to create memories and magic and a feeling of unity. And through these new strange times, it felt like more than ever, we need to find ways to create that unity and coming together. And I thought, well, if Mountain Fair can't figure it out, I don't know who can. So it just felt like we had to come up with something. I will say it's been a very long process because things have been changing and continue to change every moment. So most of the deeper planning has really happened in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, the kind of general idea really didn't hit till late May, early June. So we've had to pull it together pretty quickly, but we're pretty proud of what we have come up with for sure.
So before we get into some of those specifics around the happenings and the festivities, you spoke about unity and the community, and to me that sounds like it could lead us into the theme of this year's Mountain Fair. Can you tell us about the theme, how that ties into what you were saying earlier, and then elaborate on it more?
Yeah, so confluence was the theme we came up with, you know, back in the wintertime, and that was the theme that our poster and t-shirt design was based on. That was pre-COVID. But it all just feels so fitting in a way. We were really looking at the confluence of ideas and cultures and colors and, you know, the importance of really highlighting and showcasing the many varieties of people and ideas that we have in this world. And the idea that it's really important to have that inclusion in all that we do. Last year, our theme was Rainbow Connection, and we really focused a bit on the LGBT communities. But this year, we just wanted to stretch our net out a little wider, so to say, to really look at where we can all support each other and come together. And we're just really trying to reach out to populations that we might not always get to interact with.
So, of course, music, that's always such a big part of the fair. This is probably a really good example of something that we could talk about in terms of how Mountain Fair continues on in these times this year with the music, instead of having a bunch of people in a crowd in the park. Instead, there seems to be music more spread out, like you're mentioning, and then also there's a sort of mobile music setup that's happening. Can you tell us more about that and what that'll entail, what people could expect?
Yes. Well, thanks to Sustainable Settings and Aspen Tree, we are able to have this really big, beautiful flatbed trailer stage. And each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, between 4 and 8, we will be out in the neighborhoods with different bands, everything from youth bands to Let Them Roar to Vid Weatherwax and Chris Bank. And then we have two performers, the Reminders from Colorado Springs, and then another duo from New Orleans. But most everything that we're investing in this weekend, the money's staying locally. And we think that's really important because this year, you know, we're not making any money. Like the Mouser is one of our biggest fundraisers. And instead, it's going to cost us. But we feel that we are still really adding to this community by ensuring that whatever money we put out does stay here. So we have Natalie Spears and Lizzie Plock, and we've got a lot of great, great local acts. And we will drive around. People have been submitting their addresses. And so we've mapped out some routes that we'll be taking where we know people are. We're pretty much limited to Carbondale Central. We will go as far as the trailer park near the diner at the beginning of, you know, right at 133 and 82. We will hit Satank and we'll go just a little down the Crystal, but not very far. We don't really have the ability to drive too far. But this big square, yeah, we will bring lots of different kinds of music and energy. We also have a marching band from Moab. I heard about them on KDNK, and they have been just going into neighborhoods in their neck of the woods and just, you know, creating joy. So they're going to come here. The marching band will precede the truck, so everyone will know the truck's coming because they'll hear the marching band. We also have an art car that will be following along. The art car normally would be going to Burning Man. We have flash mob dancers that will be performing every day throughout the weekend. Sometimes they'll be with the truck, either behind it or in front of it. We also have some musicians that will just be performing randomly on the streets. So people are getting creative in their own way, and we're trying to bring as much of that to the community as we can.
It seems like the times that we're living through may end up being some of the most memorable, and I think that the ways that things are being adapted for Mountain Fair this year are just another example of that. To me, it just sounds like a lot of fun, honestly. Do you have a special name for the truck? Is that right? Or
yes, it's the Constance Jamboree truck. You know, I do want to note that I think you hit it on the head that memories are really what we have in life. And obviously Mountain Fair, you know, we're on second and third generation volunteers and people who have been part of the fair since the beginning. And, you know, memories are what these people have. That's what they talk about when they talk about the fair and remember that and remember that. And even the younger folks, that's what those memories make them want to be part of the fair year after year. And soon many of us older folks will be moving on, and it's going to be up to the younger generation to take over. And so we've got to keep that excitement and memory strong, because we want them to take over. Like, they'll be like, yeah, remember that time. And so, you know, we feel it's really important to keep it going. We also kind of feel it's important because next year is supposed to be the 50th. And if we don't have a 49th, how can we have a 50th?
KDNK is going to be pretty involved in broadcasting and helping to spread around some of the things that are happening, giving people the ability to tune in and pay attention and hear what's happening without having to go out necessarily if that's not something that they're comfortable with. What are your expectations for people being able to listen to Mountain Fair this year and participate in that way?
So, you know, KDNK has always been an important member of the fair. Back in the day, you guys used to run the cantina all alone. And now that's transformed, and there's many groups that help run the cantina. But the live broadcast keeps so many people connected and feeling part of the fair, whether they're here or not. This year, I think we will miss some of the daytime kind of fun stuff, like the wood splitting and some of the competitions. The only competition we have, which we're really excited about because We normally can't do anything with dogs at the fair, but this year we have the Worcester Dog Show, which should be really fun. But we will miss out on all of that. But instead, through KDNK, we're going to get to listen to a lot of the recordings that have been done through the years, which are really fun because most people never go back and listen to some of this stuff. There's hysterical wood splitting pieces that I think Luke is working on. And so I think while we might not get as much of the immediate fair stuff out of KDNK, we're going to get to really travel through a lot of different times. And then, you know, just being able to do the opening blessing over KDNK with Eden Shante from True Nature, how else could we reach everybody, you know? And I think the opening blessing is a really, really important part of the fair because it's really honoring who we are as a community. And we wouldn't all be able to participate if we didn't have KDNK to be able to put out over the airwaves what that blessing is. So we're really grateful that you guys are doing all this hard work. A lot of this was stuff that we were kind of looking towards the 50th to do. Mm-hmm. But now we'll just really hone our skills. And I am really urging people to call in and tell their stories because we need them, not only this year, but for next year, too. So hopefully we'll get more and more people calling in and kind of jogging their memories.
What are you most excited for personally out of all of these things that are going to be happening over the weekend? Is there anything that you are really looking forward to specifically?
Well, I am looking forward to getting any kind of human contact I can get with the great amount of people that are coming out to volunteer or coming to the Maker's Market or coming to the Worcester Dog Show. You know, we forget in this time of COVID the amount of people that we aren't seeing until we see them. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, it's you. I haven't seen you in so long. And so just that feeling of connecting with community, I'm really looking forward to. I know that there's going to be lots of great memories made through the trek. The Stream and Steve, which is happening Saturday night, I hope a lot of people tune in. We are hoping to raise some funds for the 50th because I'm spending all the funds that I had saved originally for the 50th to put on this year. So we're hoping people tune in, and Katie and Kay will be live broadcasting that as well. So we're hoping to have that feeling of connection that we're all kind of experiencing the same thing at the same time, even though we aren't all together. So I'm looking forward to feeling that connection in a different way. But I do want to note, and I did say this in my Mount Fair memory that I called in today. Today, usually like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday before the fair are my absolute favorite days because that's where like the park is just empty and it's just a park. And then all of a sudden, all the humans start showing up and transforming it and making it the fair. That will be missed this year. That will be missed. We won't get that, but we will get the feeling of seeing each other, of seeing people get creative. Hopefully I'll see people out just in costumes just because, or there's apparently a full moon freedom ride on Saturday night, which the only thing you have to wear is your mask. So people are creating their own little experiences and memories. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what those might be and that surprise and delight that I'll feel.
Creating memories, sharing memories, recording memories, lots of memories during this confluence of the 49th annual Mountain Fair. We've kind of only scratched the surface, it seems like, on all of the things that are happening. So how do people know, where can they go to hear music, or when do they tune into KDNK, or where do they go to see vendors or makers or anything like that? What is the best resource for people in that sense?
Well, the best resource is our webpage, carbondalearts.com, and up at the top is a Mountain Fair tab, and when you click on that, you'll get a pretty good idea of everything that's going on. Probably the most visible is our Maker's Market. We've try to encourage people to sign up for every event, and a lot of them are full. The Makers Market is one of the few places where if you haven't signed up but you want to pop in, you can go, and you know, you may have to wait in line a little bit, you may not, but that will be your best source of what's happening. We will keep a continual stream of social media going throughout the weekend so that if there's something happening spontaneously, we'll let people know. And, you know, just got to keep your ears open. Tune into KDNK. The virtual stream, too, is you can find the direct link to the virtual stream at our webpage.
Speaking today with Amy Kimberly, Executive Director of Carbondale Arts. Thank you for your time today. Thanks for all you're doing and for making Mountain Fair happen again this year in 2020.
Well, thank you.